Terrence, just run and get help!
The deputy took a step back, turned, and ran toward the gentry quarter. Hadrian let him go and sheathed his blade. No longer distracted, the sergeant pressed the sheriff, who fell back, but not fast enough. The sergeant cut him in the leg, and when he dropped, Richard thrust his blade through his side, twisting it before drawing it back out. Hadrian grimaced. That was uncalled for. He had him the moment he slashed the thigh. With blood dripping from his sword, Richard charged Hadrian, who raised his hands in surrender.
Easy. I'm on your side.
The sergeant hesitated a moment, glanced at Rose, then nodded and sheathed his sword.
Thanks. Who are you?
I'm a friend of Gwen's.
Who?
She's the lady who runs Medford House. Hadrian was a guest.
Medford House?
Yeah, where I live. You know, where we're going, where you're taking me.
Oh, yeah, right.
The sergeant nodded several times.
We need to get going. Thanks for the help, friend.
He grabbed Rose once more and the two began to run. They trotted through the central square past the fountain where the cobblestone formed a circle pattern. During the day, Hadrian had hardly noticed the fountain amidst the activity and the crowds, but in the silence of the chill night, it bubbled like a cauldron. Following behind them, Hadrian cringed. Rose's white skirt stood out as brightly as a surrender flag, and Richard's military boots slapped the street with enough noise to be a call to arms. Maybe it was the time he had spent with Royce, but the two appeared as deft as oxen. Ironically, after a year of being berated for his own noise and clumsiness, Hadrian could finally appreciate Royce's frustration. Why don't they just shout, "Over here! Come find us!" Richard stopped when they reached the gate to the lower quarter and turned, looking irritated to see Hadrian still with them.
What are you doing?
I thought you might need...
There!
Hadrian saw lanterns casting jittery shadows of running men.
Stay here. Slow them down. I've got to get her away.
Hadrian nodded.
I'll see what I can do.
The sergeant smiled, and grabbing Rose's wrist once more, they ran into the dark, narrow streets of the lower quarter. Hadrian turned to face the approaching men.
There! He's one of them!
Terrence, the once unarmed deputy, had picked up his sword on the way back and now brandished it at him. At his side were three more men wearing hats with white feathers. None of them wore a uniform, but all drew their swords.